Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Armor Insiders. Welcome everybody on YouTube. This is the Armor Insider morning meeting call. We do this every morning at 8:30 on the Armor Insider Slack trading desk. I'm sharing this call with all of you on YouTube as well, so Armor Insiders, bear with me for a minute. And I'm doing it because I want to share something I think is very important. We're going to go over the Netflix response to earnings and what we did in our portfolio leading up to it. And I title this A Lesson on Trading Around the Core. It's a major part of the Armor Insider, or I should say the Armor Investing Way. Okay, so I want to go over this with all of you, and I'm going to share with you the number one way to increase your net worth over the next 12 months. I don't care what portfolio you have. Of course, I'm cracking Foxy a little bit, but I'm going to share with you a very important component of the Armor Investing Way right now. Now, don't forget, Armor stands for Algorithmic Risk Management Research. We begin and end our investing process by managing risk first, capturing upside second. Okay, now, quick disclaimer before I jump in. Obviously, I don't know everybody on YouTube who's following or watching, so I can't tell you what to do with your portfolio. Okay, if you want more direct one-on-one advice, you become an Armor Insider, and then you can pick up the phone and call me anytime, and we can go over more personal information about how you're managing your portfolio. But for this conversation, I'm sharing with you what we call quantamental investing. It's a combination of quantitative execution using algorithms, a fundamental foundation, and that's the information edge that we share. So on the morning call, I always start with a view of the day trading posture. What are we going to do to either day trade or hedge throughout the day? So a quick look at the indexes. Right now, we got basically a flat open. And so that means there's not much of an angle for me, right? If we gap down in the morning, I'm usually looking long. If we gap up, I'm looking short, okay? And we follow certain rules that we go over in the Slack trading, on the Slack trading desk under our channel day trade, okay? So for right now, what we're going to need is structure to set up. The market will have to open, make a move of some kind early in the morning. We get our algorithms to set up, and I'll just show it, you know, show you real quick. Let's take a look at the S&P. Okay, so this is going to be the S&P Armor algorithm that we call the price movement profiler. Okay, what we're looking at here is opening ranges, and then we use an opening range high and low, and extensions above and below using Fibonacci extensions, along with a host of other details. And this black dotted line here is the VWAP. So yesterday, not a lot of action, okay, just kind of a dead day. And we'll have to see what today holds in store for us. So I don't have any direction yet on day trading. Guess what? Some days there are no day trades. Some days there's just nothing to do. You have to find the triggers that work for you, and that's what you trade. And you have to avoid trading the other days where there's no direction that works with your trigger, right? Okay, so let's move on to the next topic, which is stock market direction, and then we'll get to Netflix. And this is what we do every morning. So to me, the most important factor to remember today is not necessarily one earnings announcement, Netflix or Johnson & Johnson yesterday or whomever. It's the reaction to the news that's more important than the news. I don't really care. I could read for you a list of analysts' conversations and comments about Netflix earnings, which is pretty much useless. I got half of them raising their targets, half of them lowering their targets. You know, it doesn't help you at all, right? And let me be very clear with you. A lot of guys on Wall Street covering companies, investment bankers do that so they can develop a relationship over time with management, so then they can get investment banking fees when they do secondary offerings, debt offerings, or whatever. So there's always an axe to grind. You've got to make your own decisions. Think for yourself. Don't just follow an analyst. Okay? So I'm really curious about how this market closes the week. We had a very nasty down Monday, that big gap up reversal. Then we've been working through that all week. If we close stronger at the end of the week, it doesn't really matter what the earnings announcements are. You get gap downs and gap ups periodically, but the overall direction of the market is a mechanical bull market until it isn't. And right now it's a mechanical bull. That means we have the Fed behind us, right? So three parts of the mechanical bull. Number one, you don't fight the Fed's adding liquidity. You don't believe me? You're not sure why the market's up? Okay, you want to tell me about valuations? Then I'm going to share this chart with you. Okay, new all-time highs on corporate bonds. All right, that's all you have to know. That's LQD, new corporate bond highs. And you wonder where the market's going. Okay, the Fed's buying the market. Number two, the trend's your friend. And the trend is still up, guys. So let's take a look at the trend real quick. We'll look at the S&P again. Now, until this ends, it'll end at some point. But right now, the trend is higher on the S&P. Okay, we got the risk on buy signal here. We've been making money. This week has been, you know, a lot of whipsawing around. So where do we close this week, and do we make our way towards the top of the channel? That's the key. All right, if we break below the bottom of the channel, then we have to start thinking differently. Okay, but we don't preempt that. We read and react. All right, so that's my thought on the market direction in general. And the third thing, of course, is the market climbs a wall of worry. So there's tons of worry out there and tons of reasons why the market should go down. And there always is as the market goes up, right? And then when the market really starts to roll over is when everybody thinks the market's going higher. That's when you have to get nervous. All right, let's jump into Netflix. This is important. Trading around the core. I talked about this a lot yesterday on the Armor Insider Slack trading desk. You insiders, you know this, and I hope you were picking up what I was laying down. You look at your portfolio before the news comes out, and you determine the position size you need to have. All right, so let's take a look again at Netflix. This is a major component of the Armor Investing Way. Okay, we added this. Okay, we added the stock right here. On the 5th, we added shares of Netflix to Armor portfolios. Okay. Netflix had a big run-up into earnings. Now, we trade around the core on this desk. And now I'm going to reveal for you the number one way to increase your net worth over the next 12 months. If you just focus on this, I think you're going to have a significant increase in your net worth. You ready for this? Write it down. Here it comes. Okay. The number one way to increase your net worth is to not lose net worth. All right. I mean, obviously I'm cracking Foxy. Okay. But it's true. It's true. Focus on managing risk. ARMA report. It stands for Algorithmic Risk Management Research. If you manage your risk, you're going to see your net worth increase over time. If you keep all your other decisions the same, okay, yes, you can become an Armor Insider and look at the whiteboard and see the names we're adding, and maybe we're adding some great names, okay? So our net worth goes up a lot faster perhaps because we picked the right names, right? We're all going to go through cycles where we're on the right names and we hit it right. But we're also going to go through cycles where some of the names aren't working. And I'm telling you, the number one way to turn around your performance is to manage your risk first, capture upside second. You know, they don't talk about this on CNBC, right? Nobody wants to talk about that. Everyone wants to talk about chasing stocks and cheering stocks along and all this kind of stuff. But it's managing position size and trading around the core that helps us at the Armor Report continue to increase net worth in an appreciable way over time by not losing a lot of net worth. That's the key, right? November 24th, we went to 100% cash that week. The market crashed. We had a huge alpha just sitting in cash. It's managing risk. Okay, now let's look at what we did. Okay, so here we are, long Netflix. Stock runs up into earnings. Okay, now what we like to say is, particularly when a stock runs up into earnings, we're going to book some of our profit before the earnings number comes out. Could be 25%, could be 50%. It depends on how big your position is. And this is also important. You might want to jot this down because this is another guarantee. A great way to increase your net worth over time. Treat all your positions the same. Have position sizes that are equal. Your big cap stocks should have X position, X percent of your portfolio. Your small cap stocks, obviously a little bit smaller, but the same percent across all your small caps. If you just do that, I think you will see your net worth perform better over time. Because what's happening now is, I guarantee this, if you look in your portfolio, you're oversizing your favorite names and undersizing other names. And what happens is the oversized names suffer and the undersized names take off. And you can't get anywhere. You spin your wheels. It's frustrating. So what you want to do is come up with the position size you're comfortable with. Let's say 5%. All your big caps are 5% positions. All your small caps are 3% positions. Okay? Or all your big caps are 10%. Small caps are 5%. Whatever. But keep them uniform. Then when you come into an earnings announcement and you're already making money, you book some profit. So if I had a 5% position on Netflix to start back here, okay, at 417.13, and the stock was trading at 527.39, okay, we're going to book some profit, either 25, 30, or maybe 50%, depending on the type of investor you are and what you're looking for, okay? So we had a 26% profit already in the stock before the earnings announcement. Now, I leave it up to you, Armor Insiders. Guys, I said this yesterday, and I hope you heard me. It's not my job to tell you how much to sell. You decide what's right for you, what feels comfortable. Look at the size of your portfolio. Look at the position size. Figure out how much you want to book before the earnings number, how much profit you want to take. And then you can deal with the swings and trade around the core. So this takes me to my point about Netflix. I'm not going to debate with you too much whether I like the number or I didn't. It doesn't matter. The market's taking the stock down. But I will tell you, I like the number, okay? I see nothing wrong with the number. And so this, to me, is a stock that probably is going to allow me to trade around the core. It's going to allow me to add back the position I sold at some point over the next couple of weeks. That's my guess. Hey, it may not. The whole thing could reverse today and skyrocket. I'm not going to buy it back. But what I'm looking for is a sell-off, maybe to the 50-day. Let's take a look at the stock. This stock can go all the way down to here, which is 459, let's call it. It'll still be in a solid uptrend since it broke out of this huge base. So you're looking at this base here. There's a beautiful five-point rectangle with a breakout. We bought the pullback to the uptrend, and now it's accelerated. It's clearly following the 50-day moving average on the way up, as most big cap stocks do. Okay? So if the stock were to come down to 459 and give me a reversal trigger, I'd put my position back on that I took off. Let's pretend the stock doesn't come down and just trades sideways and builds a pennant up here, okay? It could build a pennant right up here. Then in a week or two, I could be buying the stock back at or below what I sold it for. If I got out on the news to reduce my risk, the stock gyrated but ended up being flat over the next couple of weeks, and I'd buy the position back, okay? It's trading around the core, and it's about protecting capital first and capturing upside second. And that is my thought for you today. Okay? Quick wrap up. If there's anything left, I'm just checking my notes. Not really. That's all I wanted to share with you guys today. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation. Armor Insiders, I will see you in a minute in the Slack room. Thanks for taking the time, guys.